Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Fateful Hours. The Collapse of the Weimar Republic by Volker Ulrich examines how Germany's first democracy unraveled and how a modern state, rich in culture and innovation, slid into authoritarian rule. Rather than treating the Nazi takeover as inevitable, Ulrich focuses on crucial moments when political leaders, parties, and institutions made choices that narrowed democratic options. The book highlights the fragility of parliamentary governance under pressure from economic crisis, street violence, and deep social polarization. It also explores how conservative elites and key decision makers misread Adolf Hitler, believing they could use him for their own ends while containing the radical movement behind him. By concentrating on the dynamics of power, coalition bargaining, constitutional loopholes, and miscalculations at the top, Ulrich offers a narrative that links high politics to the wider atmosphere of fear and instability. The result is a cautionary history about how democracies fail and why vigilance, institutional integrity, and political responsibility matter. Democracy under strained crises that weakened Weimar. A central topic is how multiple, overlapping crises eroded the legitimacy of the Weimar Republic and made democratic compromise harder to sustain. Ulrich emphasizes that political stability depends not only on constitutions, but also on public confidence, economic security, and the ability of parties to cooperate. The late Weimar years were marked by mass unemployment, fiscal distress, and a widespread sense that the existing system could not deliver order or prosperity. These pressures intensified social conflict, helped extremist movements present themselves as decisive alternatives, and pushed mainstream actors toward short-term tactics. The book shows how parliamentary fragmentation and mutual vetoes produced unstable cabinets and encouraged a turn toward governance by decree, which in turn normalized exceptional measures. As politics moved from negotiation to confrontation, street violence and intimidation further weakened trust in institutions. Ulrich's account links these conditions to the psychological climate of the time, where fear and resentment made radical promises more attractive. By tracing how structural problems interacted with political choices, the narrative underlines that democratic collapse often arises from cumulative damage rather than a single dramatic event. Secondly, presidential power and the path from parliament to emergency rule. Another key theme is the shift from parliamentary government to a system increasingly driven by presidential authority and emergency instruments. Ulrich explores how constitutional mechanisms designed for exceptional situations became routine tools, changing expectations about how power should be exercised. When cabinets could not secure stable majorities, governing through decrees appeared to some as a practical workaround, but it also sidelined representative institutions and reduced incentives for coalition building. The reliance on emergency measures created a feedback loop that weakened parliaments, made decrees more likely, and more decrees weakened parliaments further. Ulrich highlights how this evolution altered the political culture by making authoritarian solutions seem normal, even to actors who did not identify as extremists. The book also draws attention to the role of advisors, bureaucrats, and networks around the presidency who helped shape decisions and narrowed the set of options considered legitimate. This institutional drift mattered because it lowered the barriers to the later transfer of power to Hitler. By the time decisive appointments were made, the machinery for governing without robust parliamentary consent was already in place. Thirdly, conservative miscalculation, elites who thought they could control Hitler. Ulrich devotes significant attention to the calculations of conservative elites who believed they could use Hitler and the Nazi movement as instruments to stabilize the state or defeat left-wing forces. This topic examines how traditional power holders often prioritize tactical advantage over democratic principle, underestimating both the ideological drive and organizational discipline of the Nazis. The book portrays a pattern of wishful thinking that Hitler could be boxed in by cabinet colleagues, restrained by the presidency, or tamed by the responsibilities of office. Ulrich shows how these assumptions ignored the Nazis' capacity to mobilize pressure outside formal institutions, including propaganda, intimidation, and the cultivation of a mass following that could be turned against any constraint. Elite bargaining frequently focused on portfolios, decrees, and procedural maneuvers, while missing the broader danger of granting legitimacy to an anti-democratic movement. The narrative underscores that the transfer of power was not simply a popular groundswell but also an elite project shaped by backroom deals and rivalries. Ulrich's analysis makes clear how personal ambition, fear of alternatives, and contempt for parliamentary politics can combine to produce catastrophic outcomes. Fourthly, polarization, propaganda, and political violence in everyday life, beyond high-level decision-making, the book highlights how polarization and political violence transformed public life and narrowed democratic space. Ulrich depicts a society where competing movements fought not only for votes, but for dominance in streets, workplaces, and cultural arenas. Propaganda intensified the sense of existential struggle, portraying opponents as enemies rather than fellow citizens, which made compromise appear as betrayal. This atmosphere rewarded parties that promised decisive action and punished those advocating gradual reform or coalition governance. Ulrich also addresses how intimidation and clashes between paramilitary groups contributed to the perception that the state was either unable or unwilling to maintain order. As violence became more visible, many citizens and officials began to equate democracy with chaos, a judgment extremists exploited. The theme connects communication strategies to political outcomes. Modern mass messaging amplified fear, simplified complex problems, and elevated charismatic leadership over institutional solutions. Ulrich's focus on the social texture of the crisis helps explain why constitutional safeguards alone were insufficient. When norms of restraint and mutual legitimacy collapse, elections and legal procedures can continue while the democratic spirit that gives them meaning steadily drains away. Lastly, fateful decisions and turning points that closed off democratic options. A defining element of Ulrich's approach is attention to turning points when alternative paths still existed, but decisions pushed events toward dictatorship. The book treats the collapse as a sequence of contingent choices shaped by timing, personalities, and strategic errors. These fateful hours involve cabinet formations, negotiations among party leaders, and the weighing of risks by officials who often believed they were making temporary arrangements. Ulrich examines how incremental concessions to anti-democratic forces can accumulate into an irreversible transfer of authority, especially when each step is justified as a lesser evil. The theme also underscores how legalistic thinking can mask political reality. Actions may be formally constitutional while still undermining constitutional order. Ulrich shows that moments of crisis compress decision-making, encourage reliance on trusted circles, and make leaders susceptible to pressure from those who appear to offer stability. The result is a narrative where democracy dies not only through coups but through appointments, procedural shortcuts, and misjudgments made under stress. By mapping these decisive junctures, the book invites readers to consider how safeguarding democracy requires both strong institutions and leaders willing to defend them when it is costly. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers interested in 20th century European history, the rise of Nazism, political science, and anyone trying to understand how democracies can fail from within. Students and general readers will benefit from Ulrich's focus on decisions, institutions, and human motives, because it clarifies that collapse is rarely the product of a single villain or a single moment. The practical value lies in its warning about complacency when emergency powers become routine, when polarization makes compromise shameful, and when elites gamble on extremists for short-term gain, democratic systems can unravel quickly. Compared to broader surveys of the Weimar era, Ulrich's strength is concentration on pivotal episodes and the mechanics of power, making the story feel immediate and instructive rather than abstract. That approach helps readers connect political choices to consequences without treating the outcome as predetermined. It is worth buying if you want a historically grounded account that doubles as a study of democratic vulnerability, offering insights relevant to modern debates about constitutional safeguards, propaganda, and the responsibilities of leaders during crises. If you would like to support Volker Ulrich, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.